Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Well, it's a great autumnal day to fall for justice. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. What a week. We'll take on the cultural cacophony, all these stories that are breaking, from the Parkland verdict to Alex Jones' big defamation verdict, and, of course, January 6th, ending with a subpoena to you-know-who. Will he show? Chances are slim to none, and the guy hasn't seen slim in decades. We'll take it all on. Anything, everything that comes over the transom. Surround ourselves with great music. We got birthdays. We got the fall. We've got Halloween creeping up, so we might have a little surprise Halloween preview, musically speaking. And you're forgotten 45s in the mix, as are you if you're listening live. It is Saturday, October 15th, a slight early start due to my scheduling, and it's 8 a.m. out west, 10 a.m. Central, and 11 a.m. here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. You got the social media memo. You can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter, of course, remains 24/7, @AbyWrites. As usual, handled aptly, deftly, with great care by the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including their pumpkin spice lattes. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So the midterms are creeping up, and you know what? Hope you're registered to vote. Hope you're raring to go. Because you got to stand for something, or you know what? Goodness knows. You can fall for anything. Let's kick things open. I'm Amy Beth. Happy to have you aboard.
Just put a hat on his mind. Come on down. there a decision made by the Speaker not to have the National Guard at the Capitol that day?
Was Speaker Pelosi involved in the decision to delay National Guard assistance on January 6th?
Governor, I don't know if you have been approached about the Virginia National Guard. Mr. Hoyer was speaking to.
Virginia Guard has been called in.
Oh, my gosh. They're just breaking windows. They're doing all kinds of. It's really that somebody, they said somebody was shot. It's just horrendous. And all at the instigation of the President of the United States. To stand for a moment with the Pentagon or the White House or some other entity that was under siege. And let me say, you can logistically get people there as you make the plan.
Mrs. Wagner pies and walked did as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. Said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know. The cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Remember this guy's contract with America? How'd that go? In a few days, the MAGAs will try to sell you another contract for America. Everything they're promising is already happening with President Biden. An economy that works for all Americans? Check. Record job growth. Good-paying jobs growing our economy. That's Biden, not MAGA. Peace through strength. Ask Ukraine who stands with them and who stands with Russia. Energy independence? Yeah. Biden's got that. Safe and secure communities. Check. Millions to improve policing, protecting our communities and civil rights. Fight to end government corruption and drain the swamp? Who are they kidding? For 7 years, they left us holding the bag and paying the bill for their reckless spending and bad ideas. Their new contract with America? Promises they'll never keep. But Joe Biden and the Democrats deliver.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But it's all right, it's all right. Weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bold, isn't so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know so. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all dreamed I was dying. Dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly, and I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea, and I dreamed I was dying. Come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon. And we come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right. It's all you can't be forever blessed. And tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some.
Colvin, putting her great signature on the beautiful, melancholy Paul Simon anthem, American Tune, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. And Simon with Garfunkel from their early days, Searching for America, in honor of Paul Simon's belated birthday, turned 81 on October 13th. And what an American treasure he is, a real prophet in song. And in between that, we heard the Lincoln Project taking on the GOP and their so-called new contract for America. Thin at best, promises will never be fulfilled. Vote blue, folks. And think about it. You know, they talk about inflation is a big issue, crime is a big issue. For sure they are. But pollsters say that people are turning to the Republicans for answers, but there aren't any. And what's the follow-up question I'd like to know? What do you think? You're running for the Republicans, but what are they going to do for you? That should be the follow-up question, in my opinion. Save the Country from Roseanne Cash. And, of course, we heard the Lincoln Project clippings. Never before released audio from the day in the bunker with Pelosi and Schumer and McConnell and Mike Pence on the phone and Steve Scalise, who later lied about Nancy Pelosi and her, quote-unquote, inaction. Ridiculous on the face of it, and also especially considering that Batman was actually a victim of political violence. Remember a few years back at the congressional softball game, he was shot by a rabid Bernie Sanders supporter and almost lost his life and had to endure a lot of pain. And now it's, you know, they forget about this stuff. It's the hypocrisy and convenient memories, if you know what I mean. People have the power from John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band in honor of John Lennon's birthday, October 9th. He would have been 82. We lost him at only 40. But, boy, it's like a gut punch every year on his birthday and when we lost him on December 8th. But his legacy, those great songs, his spirit, shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. Boy, he'd have a lot to say, don't you think, about what's going on today, for sure. Speaking of people who have a lot to say, John Mellencamp celebrated his 71st birthday on October 10th, and we heard from the great Scarecrow album back in the 80s, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Indeed, unfortunately, there's still a swath of folks who are falling for what the twice-impeached ex rogue Oval Office occupant is selling, snake oil of the first kind, January 6th committee. I think this last hearing, I thought they all were very compelling and certainly made the case against Trump that he knew darn well he lost. He didn't care. He was trying to subvert the vote and stage a coup, incite the mob, etc. But will he be held accountable for it? We'll find out. They threw it down. The final dramatic ending was to vote for a subpoena to have him to testify and to turn over documents. It's unlikely, right? I think the chances are slim to none, and he doesn't know his way around slim for many decades, so I don't think it will happen. Those lawyers won't let him. Back during the Mueller investigation, he said he wanted to testify and never did. He answered some questions, written questions that his lawyer really wrote for him, because he's a liar. He's a compulsive liar, and if you lie to Congress, that's perjury, and you can be charged, et cetera. But we'll see. Will he ever face charges? I know some folks think this is, you know, he's finally met his Waterloo. Time will tell. What say you, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. I remain skeptical because, of course, he hasn't so far in 76-plus years. So we'll see. But voter turnout will be key in the midterms, folks. Please do it. I mean, we've been pushing the whole registration thing this past week. The window closed in my own state of New York and Connecticut. Others are coming up in the next couple of weeks, so please check your registrations and make sure you vote. And if you can't help with voter call-outs, I've done some for the Warnock campaign. They had an interesting debate. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, Warnock and Walker. That's too close to call. I can't believe it. Shouldn't be, but it is. Tim Ryan's campaign, I did a call-out for that. Fetterman, I think, is coming up on the schedule down in Florida. Some folks can make these calls, canvassing, whatever works for you. But by all means, make sure you vote, because even in places that are true blue, even like New York, I do believe Governor Hochul will win re-election, but it may be closer than we would like, because the guy that's running against her, Lee Zeldin, who's in Congress, is a big Trumpian MAGA guy, and he's pushing the anti-crime stuff and everything else, and I think he's inching up in the polls, and that's scary. My congressman, Sean Patrick Maloney, is facing another MAGA-type character as well. So they're out there. It's not just in the red states. If we sit it out and we act like, oh, we're complacent, that's what happened in 2016. You got to vote no matter where you are, no matter what the polls, so-called polls say. So vote blue, vote no matter who. Vote for, vote your conscience. I'm saying vote blue if you want to save the country, but you vote for who you want to vote for. But don't take it for granted in blue states that the Democrat is going to win. That's all I will say, because I think there are a lot of races that are up for grabs. And that's pretty scary stuff. So let's go around the social media horn, what folks are saying. Interesting quote Francie sent me, that George Takei on Twitter said, Nancy Pelosi wasn't hysterical or emotional during January 6th. She was cool and collected, determined to save her democracy. No plates or ketchup pearls, indeed. Strong, wise women leaders. We need more of them in the U.S. Hear, hear, George Takei. And Representative Swalwell says, it's now clear that Speaker Pelosi was forced to assume the role of president on January 6th when Donald Trump refused to act to save lives. I think that is pretty evident from all these videotapes and everything that we've seen throughout, not just this one hearing, but all the other hearings as well. Think about it as you do. Annika says, once you realize that he, meaning Trump, is working for Russia, not America, everything he does makes sense. Vote him out. Vote him out. Lock him up. Well, yeah. I mean, if he is really a Russian agent, then we should be locking him, should we not? I mean, it's just... Queen Fro says, I'm not sure why anyone celebrated Trump having to testify for the January 6th committee, because he ain't going to do it. Exactly. He's a coward and a traitor. Unless there's a magic legal element that Liz can pull out, it ain't happening. I modified that tweet a little bit, if you know what I mean, Queen. But I agree with you, though. He ain't going to do it. He is too much of a coward, and he ain't going to do it. But what we can do on this beautiful fall day, in my neck of the woods anyway, I hope you're having one too, celebrate the season. Take a walk down an October road. Here's James Taylor. I mean, we've got our question. Weigh in.
Well, I'm going back down maybe one more time, deep down home. October road. Now I'd like to see that little friend of mine that was left behind once upon a time. Oh, promised land, if me still standing, it's a test of time. It's a real good sign. When the sun runs down behind the hills, I know I'll be standing.
I got so low down there. hardly move. Tell Mama or my brother, get on up, help me to find my groove. We'll be walking off the road. See me walking in the sunshine, yeah. A little friend of mine. Off the road. Help me now.
Of red and gold, I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long.
Every night she's a waiting on. like the drag in the going mill. Play the chicken just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch.
On the Amy Beth Darkwee Show for Kathy and for Ray. Thanks for the kind words via the PopNet chat box, guys. I like to play with you in real time, as you well know. Kind of a one-hit Halloween novelty wonder for Kip Tyler and She's My Witch. Get into the spirit, get your candy, get your costumes all revved up. Autumn Leaves, that's a great version from Natalie Cole, the great standard, and October Road, James Taylor, title track from his seasonal album a couple years ago, some great songs on there about all the different seasons. Love it, indeed. It is the Andy Dethirkowitz Show, the music and spirit you on, make you feel good. This is when taking a walk outside a beautiful, brisk fall day, which we have in my neck of the woods, can do. I hope you're having a nice day, too. Music is invigorating. It can also spirit you on to creativity. And if you have a little trouble, the Inspiration Action Challenge helps some folks re-embrace their inner artists. That's really a great outlet. I'm so happy when it works for people like Nell, who sent us a message from Wisconsin. I'm not sure what city, but she says, I hate politics, so I've been frustrated, so I started journaling, and I've been following the challenge. It's helped me in pretty surprising and unexpected ways. I am writing poetry. All right, there you go, Nell. So happy for you. Keep going, and please keep us posted. That's what happens. Once you start on a creative endeavor, you never know where it will lead. So keep at it. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. If you deserve it, obviously, just for that. But you're also having other folks, giving them permission to dip into the creative well. And once you're in there, you ain't coming out so fast, that's for sure. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. We can start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. The first one is on me, as you know, but I need a few weeks to connect. But either way, please reach out via the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access to the Twitter feed. I do respond. That's why I tell you give me a couple of weeks, because sometimes it takes me a while. But I will respond to you, and we'll set something up, of course, if you need a phoner, as they say, phone conversation. Hey, while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries start off around Halloween, so it's a great time to delve in. The first one is Killing Time. They're all available from paperback and ebook via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available, too. And, yeah, you can chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests. And if you missed the shows, want to hear them again, we have links to the podcast, social media connections, kind of a one-stop creative shop. It's the website, AmyBethArkawy.com. Indeed, indeed. So what else is going on in the world? A lot of folks chiming in on things. Of course, this week, a couple of interesting verdicts. The Parkland verdict came down in favor of life in prison for Nicholas Cruz, the massacre shooter. Many of the families seemed gutted by this. They wanted him to get the death penalty. The jury was split. It had to be a 12-person unanimous decision. There were a few people who voted for life in prison. Again, it's not life in Disneyland. It's life in prison. But your heart breaks for the families. Nobody, unless you've been in that situation, can understand their, you know, really feel their pain. And when I see them and they have the visceral reaction, I get it. I so get it. And the sympathies are with them, not with this mass shooter. But he did have a horrible life, and he's going to have a continued horrible life in prison. And in all fairness, if we think about it objectively, life in prison for him is a final thing because he pled guilty. So there's no appeals now. If he had gotten the death penalty, there would be appeal after appeal, and it would take years. It's not like an automatic thing where they go out and shoot him and he's dead. But I understand where they're coming from, and you got to have compassion for them too. But it's a tough thing. Colin says, lots of people in the USA believe that life without parole is a harsher sentence than the death penalty, but death is final. It's a coup de grace. That's what some people are saying. Yeah, I get that. It's just that the death penalty is not the immediate death penalty in this country. There's a lot of appeals that go through, and it would be years of having to hear about it every time the appeal came up and reliving it. This way, it's final. He's in jail. He's in prison, and he's going to have a miserable experience, and who knows how long he'll last in there either, if you know what I mean. So, your heart goes out to the family, and I can't really say I don't understand what they're talking about, because I do, and it's horrible. It's unimaginable, the pain they've gone through. Cindy says a sentencing judge for Parkland shooter should change the life sentence to death penalty herself. She should listen to the advice and recommendation of the jury, not just one or two people on it. That's not how it works, unfortunately. She could only go the other way. That's the way the law is written, because the death penalty is so harsh. That's the law. She can't do it even if she wanted to. But I understand where people are coming from. It's a tough story. I would never be on a death journey because I don't believe in the death penalty. I think life in prison is harsher. I think we can't be the final judge. And I don't think, I would be for the death penalty if killing him would bring back those loved ones. It's not going to happen that way. And most people, I think, who I've heard talk about hearing a death sentence from somebody that's killed a loved one, they don't feel as much relief as they thought they would feel. There is no sense of justice because their person, their loved one, is still gone. And that's the horrible, sad truth. But it's a horrible, horrible story, no matter how you look at it. And my heart breaks for all of those victims' families, for sure. On the other end of the spectrum, the Alex Jones verdict came down for nearly $1 billion in damages, which, of course, he will never pay. And he's already mocking it in the Sandy Hook defamation case. The horror there is he didn't do the shooting, but he perpetuated this myth, this story, that it was a hoax, that it was some crisis actors to curb guns in this country, which, of course, is not true. But he egged on this mob of people to go out and stalk these people, and have been for over a decade now, showing up at the kids' grave sites, showing up at these people's houses. They had to move. I mean, the level of harassment is unspeakable. So, you know, there's a special place in hell for this guy. But what he was doing during the, he wasn't even there for the verdict in Connecticut. What he was doing was mocking the verdict while he was on the air doing his show. So my fear is a lot of people say it will ruin him financially and, you know, it'll follow him around. He'll have to pay something. He won't pay all of it. And certainly none of these people were expecting to get money. They don't care about the money so much. They care about getting him off the air. I don't know if they'll get him off the air, though, because he'll keep grifting and the dupes will keep paying, just like somebody else we know. And maybe he'll get some other wacko to, you know, a rich wacko to fund it. So I don't know that he'll get off the air so fast, but he should. And he should face some degree of pain for sure, as much as possible. They should squeeze him in a big way because what he did was deplorable. And I don't know how people live with themselves. I mean, this is not a joke. This is not a one-off joke or a skit. This went on for 10 years. It's absurd. It really is. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, please tweet us, AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself joining us live on Saturday, October 15th. We also have a Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available if you're in the midst of that. As for Herschel Warnock, Pat says, Warnock is rebutting Walker's opening statement with a debating trick called complete sentences. Yeah, but as I said, because the bar was so low, some folks said he did okay, and I can't believe he's neck and neck either. When I did the call-outs a couple of weeks ago for Warnock, there were a lot of people, but they were Democrats. We're all enthusiastic about voting for him. As I said, turnout, no matter where you live, turnout is key. Please get out there and vote blue to help save this country, indeed, because we're sitting here before the deluge, but what's going to come later won't be great. Weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arcuisha.
We're going to kick that bitch out of Congress.
They want to replace the American people with millions of desperate people that can't even speak English in the United States.
We saved the most important cultural story of the day for last with you. Beloved cartoon Scooby-Doo is revamping. A character is officially coming out as gay.
So I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort endangered baby eagles. I want control of the Senate.
Do you know the biggest crowd I've ever seen? January 6th.
I'm amazed of his genius.
Well, it starts with marijuana, but where does it go from there?
I say the N-word. Well, it means the nuclear word.
Donald's the only boy that can straighten it out, I'll tell you that.
If you're meek or weak or you're a bitch, you need to hit the bricks because it's finished. That movement is dead.
But right now, there are two parties in this country. The party of Trump. And the other party is called We Hate God.
Woo! We got to come back in 24 with the vengeance. Not care what the media says, not care what your friends and family say, not care what anybody says. It's got to be Trump 2024, make America great again, or else.
Two words for you. Two words for you. Joe Biden is a freaking idiot.
Frankly, Kanye sounds much more sane than virtually everybody else in public life.
Cheers.
market red glare, a generation's blank stare. We better wake her up.
Greeting is that at 3:30 in the morning?
It's a 2:15, and what do you want?
I want to talk to you, Raymond.
About what?
I want to talk to you about that communist tart.
Shut up with that, Mother. Shut up!
You know what Jordan is? Are you out to crucify me? Are you out to crucify me?
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to know. I'm going to bed.
Raymond, sit down.
She's gone, oh, what went wrong? hearts away. And pretty bodies helped us out of memory.
They can never be what she was.
Oh,
saxophone. He's just a singer in a rock and roll band. Justin Hayward celebrating his 76th birthday along with the Moody Blues, of course, for Johnny Fever's Hangover on the Amy Beth Arquay Show. Speaking of birthdays, Daryl Hall, whether he's sowing wild with oats or going solo, has a great voice. She's Gone celebrated his 76th birthday on October 11th. A clip from Manchurian Candidate, that great movie starring Angela Lansbury, who we sadly lost earlier this week at the age of 96, would have in fact celebrated her 97th birthday tomorrow, which is also my mom's birthday. And unfortunately, I lost her a few years ago, but she loved Angela Lansbury. What a classic actress. 5 Tony Awards, classic roles in Mame, Sweeney Todd, Gypsy, and others. Of course, movie roles like Manchurian Candidate, Gaslight, and more. Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast, and of course, this great TV turn as Jessica Fletcher, A Murder, She Wrote. Indeed, for the ages now, we also heard from Jackson Browne, 74 Candles in his cake on October 9th, for America, an early Jackson Browne song done by Joan Baez, Before the Deluge, a political prophet in his own way, indeed. One final sachet here from Mike. I believe in America, he says. Garland will convict Trump. There will be violence, but our resources will handle it. Democrats will win midterms 2022. Yes, go, Mike. January 6th seditionists will continue to be brought to justice. Democracy wins, not fascism. Why? I believe in America. Proud Blue, 22. Follow that lead, kids. Follow that lead. Thanks for joining us, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters. And thank you so much. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arquay Show. I'll leave you with one. For my mom, in honor of my mom, I hope you're enjoying. Have Chinese food this weekend with Dad. I know you loved it on your birthday. Do the crossword puzzle and pen. My mother was, and still is to me, the great cheerleader of my life. Dear to me on and oh so many things. Loves my shows, loves my writing, encourages me every single day still. And I do remember everything. In honor of the great late John Prine as well, who would have celebrated his 76th birthday earlier this week, I'll leave you with his last great song. Take care. I love you all. Come back and see us. I'm Amy Beth Arquay.
All right. I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room and every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tin. I remember everything, things I can't forget. The way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be, careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, the regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness was the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip back to the net. And I remember every night your ocean eyes are blue. How I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew. I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew.